Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
We started in 2007, recording in Luke's little kitchen inside his tiny flat. Just four blokes talking about football, and all we needed was four microphones and this mini display.
So we didn't care about the tired old cliches or taking the game too seriously. We were much more interested in hilarious puns, tales of match fixing, and the adventures of Kevin Keegan.
The Ramble's come a long way since then. A best-selling book, sold-out theatre shows, and appearances on some of the biggest TV and radio networks in the world.
They even added a European show to their roster in 2017 on the continent.
And now we want to give our listeners even more.
Football Ramble Daily will be releasing new shows 6 days a week throughout the season. We'll be joined by some familiar collaborators and some new voices as well.
It's Monday, 5th of August, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first day of Football Ramble Daily. Manchester City won the Community Shield. Everton have signed Moise Kean and the Championship got off to a flyer. Hi, gang.
Hello.
What a new chapter.
Nice to Jim to turn up, isn't it?
Jim's in Edinburgh for August.
An early dig.
A new start.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to get excited about the new Football Ramble Daily, but I have just tripped dog dirt into the studio.
For goodness sake. Welcome to Football Campbell Daily.
Yeah. Have you actually?
No, he hasn't. It's chewing gum.
I think it might actually be dog dirt.
But so we are not starting a new season with that fucking nonsense.
Look, I'm just saying, that's what happened.
For goodness sake.
Meet the Football Ramble Daily, baby. There's dog dirt on the floor.
Meet the new regime. Yeah. Same as the old regime.
But yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
See, I mean, for the whole next week, it's going to be shows every day. And the week after that, and the week after that. It's going to be great.
Yes, yes. What? More than 1 week? We're doing it for a week.
We're only resting, we're only resting on Sunday.
Yeah,
absolutely.
As you should be.
As is fitting for us all.
Are you excited about the new Football Ramble Daily, Marcus?
My goodness, I am.
Yeah.
It's nice to have our voices still here.
Yeah.
And some new voices.
Yeah.
100%.
To put our knowledge
in old friends.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's nice to have old friends. Good to make new friends.
Yes.
Well, I disagree with that.
Especially at my age.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know anybody else.
That's very true.
But if you're listening for the first time, because attention being put on it because it's all new. If you're listening for the first time, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
The dog dirt chat isn't That is fairly typical.
It is. It's very indicative of a wider problem with this.
Can you give people, new listeners, just give them a quick sentence? Because we're not going to make any concessions. We're carrying on as we always have done on this show.
Yep.
But give them a sentence just to welcome them in.
It's mainly a show about ex-England managers with varying degrees of hair. Sven Keegan.
Yeah,
that's not too. It's not too.
Not
out
too
out
far away.
Yeah, the odd mention for Roy Hodgson as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who's at least in a Premier League job? So we did try to keep it current as much as we can. Speaking of current stuff, let's go straight away to the Community Shield.
Yes.
Major silverware.
It's quite spicy, wasn't it?
Is it major silverware?
I think he gives out the medals at the end.
Major silverware. Yeah. You have to salute him.
A Colonel Silverware.
I think it's for me, it feels a bit like Liverpool fans this morning are saying, it's just a friendly, isn't it?
They weren't saying that at Wembley. I was sat among them.
Mostly they were fighting.
No, they weren't mostly fighting. Yeah. There was a few of them and they were fighting on the London Underground.
Yeah.
Because who likes being underground?
Let's be honest. They were just trying to fight their way to the surface.
Fighting them to relevance.
Presumably, Man City fans were also doing that, but they were just a touch above them.
Yeah, they were one one point higher.
Pep Guardiola said last season we were separated by a point. This season we are separated by one penalty. I was going, what are you even talking about?
I know,
Pep? This is the Community Shield.
I do agree. The Liverpool fans are in much, I suppose, more louder voice than the Manchester City fans.
Mm. Yeah.
But I mean, Liverpool, they usually, I mean, both sides take a good support. Liverpool, perhaps more of a.
Is it hard to establish why Liverpool fans have made themselves a little bit less popular recently when you see a good minute of them all booing the national anthem?
Yeah.
I'm not passing comment on any of that, but I'm just saying, could you put two and two together there and come up with perhaps four?
Well, I thought to myself, are they booing the kind of state of affairs, blah, 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 blah. But apparently they did this in the FA Cup, was it semi-final or final against Chelsea? Mm. Or the League Cup final?
Well, I think, Marcus, I think you should...
About 5 or 6 years ago.
You should open proceedings because you were at the game. So what did it feel like?
I didn't boo.
No. Well, you were sat among the Liverpool fans.
Yes. Yeah. We had a nice time.
Mm. Behind the Adidas buffet.
There was no buffet, sadly. And it wouldn't have been Adidas, it would have been New Balance, of course.
Yeah, okay.
If it was
Liverpool. Were you disappointed because you had been promised a buffet before?
I wasn't promised a buffet, I just assume I will get one.
All through the first half, he was like, people were saying to him, what do you think of the game? Can't wait for the buffet.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the buffet.
We'll discuss this over food at half time.
Yeah.
And sadly, I was in kettle class. But there we are. Sometimes I need to have my feet for at least a brief moment on planet Earth. But Liverpool, I mean...
They certainly grew into the game.
They should have won it, really. Mm. I know Manchester City were a little bit better in the first half. Man City looked good in the first half. I know that shouldn't sound any surprise because they've got all the same players and added a couple. Well, Delph's not there, but he wasn't.
It was like he'd never been away.
Yeah, but they started the way, knocking the ball around. But, I mean, Liverpool, it's a bit tricky because, I mean, everybody, and we'll get on to the Championship and all the rest of it, but playing out from the back, it just seems to be quite the norm these days. But
of course,
Manchester City have been doing that for years. They've perfected it as well. And to try and stop them doing that is very, very difficult. And the way they were just effortlessly going, you thought they can score at any moment here.
Mm.
They obviously got the lead. And, I mean, in the second half, Raheem Sterling was caught in two minds, could have finished the game off. But Liverpool grew into it. They did have chances, though. Mo Salah will be a little bit disappointed with this afternoon because he did have a couple
hit
of chances.
The post, very fine save.
Well, I would have thought right at the end of the game. Mm. I mean, Kyle Walker with a magnificent clearance.
That was athletically impressive.
Special.
Yeah, it was. Because
I would
the way
have just led with my right instead of giving it the proper scissors.
Pete, everyone in this room been involved. We'd all have ended up in the back of the net with the ball.
No, yes. I would have done it, the bicycle kick beautifully. It would have gone into the net. I would have landed on my neck and broke it. I would have been like, this is the best this could
have
gone.
Pete, you rescued it, so we won the Community Shield. That's the good news. The bad
news
is, you're never, am I never going to play again? You're never going to walk again.
No. Steve Morrow sitting there going, it's not worth it, mate, for the older listeners.
But it was, I mean, I'm not ashamed to say, I called my wife in to say, look at this goal line clearance, because she was doing something else.
Right.
Paused it on the highest point of Kyle Walker's athleticism. Mm. He was so high off the ground. His backside was so high off the ground.
I tell you what,
Ronaldo-esque.
People say that Kyle Walker, you know, the question marks perhaps over his defensive capabilities and all that kind of stuff. I think he's a good player. I think one or two of those question marks are justified, but he does play for that side for a reason. But his athleticism and pace, He's just such a marvellous athlete.
Yes.
Like, physically an incredibly impressive man.
He's given himself a company skinhead as well.
Yes.
Step into those shoes, exactly. No problem.
Well, David Silver's...
done the same, yeah.
Well, no, he stopped, isn't he, David Silver?
He's grown back, but he did.
Is this mirroring Pep? Is this what's going on?
Quite possibly. Maybe getting the manager's good books.
Andy Brassel, of course, you'll hear on Football Ramble Daily tomorrow and on Thursday on the continent. He said he does it's an amazing story. I'll have to get him to tell it on Thursday, perhaps, where he says that Joe Cole, when he moved to Lille, started to dress like the manager of Lille.
Nice.
He got well into like the French way of life, and he was knocking about with like roll necks and berets on and stuff.
I like that. I've got a lot of time for that.
Yeah,
Joe Cole
was
actually quite a natty dresser, I thought.
Yeah.
We were talking actually, I think it was last week or the week before, about the shortest transfer, inter-country transfer, being...
geographically.
Lille to... absolutely muffed it up. So I said to King's Cross for the Eurostar from Lille. Yeah. It's an hour and
into
20
London.
Or something like that.
Lille
into
to Brighton.
London. Now Lille to West Ham, Stratford. The Eurostar stops in Stratford. Nightmare.
It also stops at Ashford, so perhaps Gillingham?
Maybe.
So that's not top flight, of course.
Do you know what? I think those who knew this information, of course, will stop laughing at us.
Yeah, that's important
finally,
stuff to
we finally
like
caught
that.
Up with them. Yeah. But Manchester City, obviously, they won the game on penalties. Decent penalties. The only one was missed, I think, when Wijnaldum's was. But Liverpool, they got the equaliser, and for a while you thought they might not come. And there is that sort of sense that, yes, Liverpool are European champions, but Manchester City are the champions of England. And again, that is something that Liverpool fans, we know for so long, haven't had to celebrate, and they really want that. And we're so close last time. Mm. There's still, for my money, there was still that slight element of Manchester City have just got that little teeny tiny edge.
Yeah.
And as Guardiola said with that penalty comment, they did it.
Do you think it's a psychological edge? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think so. But I think the fact that it went to penalties was better, because technically over 90 minutes in a league game, that's a draw. Of course, Charity Shield, Community Shield, sorry, goes straight to pens. Charity Shield, David Seaman would have missed his penalty, for those who remember that. So I think it was important that they scored the equaliser. I think you would have taken a penalty loss rather than a 1-0 loss, if you see what I mean.
Yeah,
these are margins, and I don't think that they'll be too perturbed by that. But the fact is, Manchester City won, and they celebrated. And in the marginal gains kind of arena in which both these sides kind of are jostling for superiority, it's just a little slither. I
think at times Manchester City looked far and away at the better team
in the first half. Certainly,
I think Liverpool,
grew into the game though.
Yeah.
How good do you think Pep Guardiola's got to think Phil Foden is to give him more than 2 minutes? Because I think he might have started the Community Shield last season.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. He brought
and he
him
got
on. I thought he's
88
take,
minutes in.
Yeah, I thought he's going to. Yeah. He brought him on to take a penalty.
Yeah,
and he did take a penalty.
Did the full Pep Guardiola quote extend to he's the best
penalty taker I've ever
he's
seen?
He's the best young player I've ever worked with at taking penalties and the meaningless penalty shooting, and therefore he will be involved.
Yeah, I think so.
I enjoyed the fact that Mahrez didn't get involved because
he'd
had a naughty limb sip. He's taking a right proper naughty limb sip. I don't know what's in this one, but I'm flying, Pep.
What was the thing again?
I think he had a mystery illness and he'd taken
some
kind
medication.
Of medication.
While he was at Africa Cup of Nations?
Yeah, for Algeria.
He was on Algeria duty, yeah.
And they couldn't figure out what he'd put in his body, so he didn't play him. I don't know how that works, really.
Your piss is purple there.
Yeah. Potassium. Yeah. Potassium.
strange one. Very strange one.
Who do you think at this point has made the better decision out of Phil Foden and Jadon Sancho at this point?
I mean, it's...
Jadon Sancho scoring in the 2-0 Super Cup win over Bayern Munich, raising a trophy.
Not got any kind of...
Phil Foden raising a trophy as well, to be fair. A shield.
Phil Foden has a Premier League winner's medal, I think, if he played enough games.
Oh, good.
did you enjoy watching Rodri? I thought he had a pretty good...
Rodders.
Yeah, he sounds like your Welsh mate from uni's older brother.
He does.
Rodri.
I like that.
Yeah, he's good.
Rodri.
He's good.
Yeah, he's also like making the right moves in the press as well. He sort of said, I've been hearing from all my friends that Manchester's getting a little bit more blue.
Oh,
like, yes! Go on!
And then he just started swearing. Wait. Go on!
Rodri, welcome to the club. Just read that out, mate. Will you? to be semi-serious for a moment,
right.
He looked good, and Man City fans will no doubt be pleased because he looks like he's good at keeping the ball in tight spaces and he can look after the ball properly, because when they've played Gundogan or Stones in there, as a deputy for Fernandinho, of course, it's not looked the same.
Stones isn't, that's not him to step
but
up.
But the thing is...
But Rodri, it's a key position.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you're playing out.
But are they a bit short centre-backs at City? They've got Otamendi, Stones and Laporte. Now, a lot of people are waxing lyrical about Eric Garcia, who I think was on the bench as an unused substitute at the weekend. People say he's, you know, he's a very, very promising young centre-back. But you wonder whether is it a little bit surprising that the champions of England are going into a new season with just three centre-backs? And by the way, Otamendi, you probably wouldn't be looking to rely upon much this season.
Well, the problem is, as Guardiola said, is they were really interested in Harry Maguire, but they couldn't afford him.
That's a lovely bit of shouting.
Can I just say, I know there's kidology and I know there's like mind games and all the rest of it, and you want to have a dig at Man
United. But that was particularly pathetic.
How have you got through that sentence without even laughing?
It's absolutely.
Your Pep Guardiola.
I think that was my favourite quote of the weekend. And this is, of course, because Jurgen Klopp said about Liverpool that they're big spenders and Liverpool couldn't just sort of splash the cash like Man City could because they're a part of that very small elite group of clubs which just can do what they like. And Guardiola was really annoyed with it. If we're talking mind games, Klopp's landed a blow there.
But they had a big hug at the end.
They did have a hug, but Guardiola said the way he plays, his behaviour, his smile, his hugging, I think it's so good for football. I mean, he's always... just so much praise for everybody. His message is always positive, sometimes with some expectations, though, but most of the time it's good. So it's like little something. But Guardiola was really, really put out by those comments from Klopp. Mm. And then, of course, says, oh, well, the thing is with Maguire, we couldn't afford him. Now, if they didn't want to pay 80 million for Maguire, I understand that. But you're right, Luke. Money's not really an object for them. They have an enormous amount of cash coming in.
FFP
could come into it. So
I can't be bothered to get involved with FFP. It's too boring.
No.
I can't be bothered to get involved in Pep's trousers. Our cargo trousers coming back, guys.
Well, this is the thing.
A lot of pockets.
Pep is on a sticky wicket, in my opinion, because you talk about this being important and you count it as a trophy.
Yeah.
If you're going to count it as a trophy, Peppy, dress up for it properly. Don't be wearing your white.
I like the white t-shirt. That was nice
and
informal.
Pants.
But the cargo pants, I'm not sure whether I'm ready for a return. He looks like a off-brand Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 custom character. Actually, speaking of fashion, those blokes on the train who were fighting the Man City and Liverpool fans.
The Fighting Men.
The Fighting Men, the video.
On the Underground.
I could not believe how terribly dressed they all were. So I've done a bit of a review. Try and watch along if you've got a copy of the video.
Hey, come on! Right. Bellend number one. The chunky Peroni thrower. You're not up north now, mate. That shit is expensive. Bellend number two. Elvis Costello's loft mutant. Showed some promise with some sunglasses and some real pep in his step, but faded quickly from view after losing his navy blue hat. Bellend number three. Adidas popper shorts with a mini backpack all over the place for me, Clive. The bottom half says, I'm exploring the relationships between material and emotion. But the Karamore Urban 30 rucksack says, I'm a big boy on a train. Bellend number four. The old school glamour of the backwards Oakleys twinned with a chunky logo Hugo Boss shirt really scored points with me, but polishing off with a sweater around the shoulder, have the courage of your convictions, fella. Why not twin them with some Kitten Hill pumps? Bellend number five. That bloke off of Come Down With Me who gets angry about someone else winning the money, salmon shirt, shouldn't have got involved, on the floor within seconds. Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane.
So Jane, take your money and get off my property.
Hey, come on, fight!
The big fight review. I think we should review and belittle these men as much as we can by questioning their fashion choices. Because,
I don't mind that. Yeah. It was a bit rich coming from us today.
Yeah.
But how can you say they're good footballing men?
But that also included the finest ever Come Down With Me clip, Pete. Yeah. So that was the first time hearing that for me. I enjoyed it.
Well, the salmon shirt guy, he goes in, he goes down, he's found kind of just clawing his way up through against the window. It's undignified.
It never has anything been more unrealistic in Hollywood than how they portray fights.
Yeah. Because when
it's
you,
so organised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you see something, it's, ugh.
You just never see any fist punches connect.
No.
You know?
Dear me.
What you want is more violence.
I just want more violence. I just want some professional violence, guys.
Yes. Speaking of antsiness and all that kind of stuff, Pep Guardiola got booked.
He did, yes.
He's got a yellow card.
Well, I didn't realise that apparently, so if you're on a yellow and your assistant or any of your staff play up and they can't ascertain as to who it is, the manager gets the bullet.
The buck stops for you.
A small piece of history. He became the first Premier League manager ever to be booked following the rule
Premier
change.
League. Yeah.
Following the rule change, which allows referees to book managers for dissent. Mm. How about that?
It was quite early on as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, reasonably early on, yeah. My goodness.
There we go. Yeah, he was walking a tightrope after that, but luckily he had some excellent trainers on.
Are we ready to move on to the International Champions Cup?
Never not ready for that.
If you are, mate.
AKA the big one.
It's done and dusted.
Why? How are there so many of these all of a sudden? Like, you know, I see.
The International Champions Cup.
Four or five different ones?
Happening at the same time.
No, it's
as
all
the
same one.
But what about where's the Audi Cup, though?
That was won by Spurs.
Yeah, but that's another
one. Then
Spurs
went back into the International Champions Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what's confusing me.
Emirates Cup.
Yeah, Emirates Cup's another
There's
one.
There's a new goddamn competition on my Amazon Prime stick thing that goes, come and watch the highlights of Manchester United versus AC Milan.
Hang on, Arsenal, Barcelona, was that the Joan...
Arsa-Barsa?
Yeah.
Arsa-Arsa.
That was the Joan Grampa trophy.
Yeah, but the thing is, they call it a trophy when it's just a friendly.
Can I also... Pre-season friendly. I've got a list of some other ones here.
All right.
The Carabao Cup.
Pompey in action on Tuesday night.
You'd love it.
Probably.
That's tomorrow night.
You'd love it, you dirt box.
You little dirt box. You little rotter. the International Champions
Cup.
Just to give it a bit of the respect that it perhaps doesn't deserve.
The defenders didn't give it any respect.
Benfica won it, breaking Bella Gutmann's curse. Do you think that is?
No.
I'll have a fiver on them for the Champions League or whatever Europa League.
Did you see Rashford's goal? Awful, awful defending.
They couldn't be bothered, could they, those Milan defenders? But yes, Manchester United beat Milan on pens. They didn't win 3-0 or by three goals in normal time. You couldn't do that, of course, after penalties. So they didn't win the trophy. Benfica won it on goal difference.
De Gea look shaky again?
A little bit.
Like, his delivery, I think he got Matic in trouble at one point. It's like, just, mate.
But I think, you know, keepers perhaps is a bit different, but I mean... Liverpool looked really undercooked in the first half an hour of that game yesterday.
Hey, we're the International Champions Cup here, mate.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that different teams...
Milan looked a bit
Yeah, but they're seeing stuff later, so it's very difficult to ascertain, really.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. Who missed Milan's penalty?
Who?
Guess who his father is? Daniel Maldini.
Is he Paolo Maldini's son?
Correct.
Right, there we go. Uh-huh.
And another Daniel, but this time it's Daniel James... Not David James's son.
Yeah.
Scored the winning penalty in his home country, which is quite nice.
Very nice.
In Wales, of course. It was in Cardiff.
Is that going to be the apex of his Man United career?
We hope not. But it may be the only time that he plays in a football match that kicks off at 36 minutes past 5 o'clock in the evening. Very
Admin
good.
Admin is important.
Harry Maguire's been signed for £80 million. Manchester United, there is a team in Manchester who could afford Harry Maguire. It was Manchester United. They made that big old signing. I mean, it's an awful lot of money.
Is it confirmed?
I think he's being unveiled today. But
it's a gamble by you.
come on, it's happening.
Is it?
It's happening.
What happens if he does fall at the final hurdle, mate?
What happens if he does a Larry David in the medical? keeps failing the physical.
Well,
an attractive nurse walks in.
Your head's too big. You're not coming.
Slabhead.
Yeah, I mean, presuming everything gets signed away, there he'll be the most expensive defender ever. What do you think? Do you think this is just kind of like transfer fees are just like that, or do you think they've been stung by Brendy?
I think it always depends on... I mean, first of all, you can't talk about the transfer fee as it pertains to the quality of the player. Those days are long gone now because it all depends on the circumstances. Leicester didn't want to sell him, didn't need to sell him. You know, Man United came to them at the beginning of the summer and said, we'll give you 50 million quid, and they went 80. And then they came back and said, we'll give you 55, 80, 60, 80, 65,
all right.
80.
We'll call it 70. No, it's 80.
80. And then they went 85. No, 80. And so it clearly, I mean, people know how much money Man United got. They know they're getting their checkbook out. They know they want a defender. They need to improve. But the knock, and the reason I feel like what I'm saying is true is because the knock-on effect to this, whoever Leicester go and get now, will massively overpay because that team knows they've got the money.
Well, this is the problem, isn't
it? So there you go. I think he's a good player. I think he improves Man United.
In an area where they need improving.
Absolutely. But I think he is perhaps a touch overrated.
Okay. Well, if he improves a team in an area where they really did need improving, then people say, well, you can't put a price on that. But you can.
Well, they literally have.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've picked one out of the air.
Indeed. But actually... Sorry, Michael, I
imagine they probably got the shirt off Edward Wood's back as well. His dog.
Stipper.
A free 2 weeks at his timeshare in Mallorca.
Would you want that?
Well, I expect it's nice to have it. It's nice to have.
As long as it's Villa Plus.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. It's not
Don't
a deal breaker.
Give him a free mensch. Ashley Young will be the season's captain for Manchester United.
Yeah.
Good decision.
Good decision.
Why not? Hey, get him in there. Reports suggest that Bruno Fernandes says he wants to join Spurs and not Manchester United.
I would go along with that.
Yeah. I mean, if you had the choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to see there.
Get we go bombed out after three matches.
Before we go to a break, Everton signing Moise Kean. It's fantastic. I mean, 29 million. Yeah. I know it's a lot of money in one sense, but as you've said about transfer fees, what the hell does that mean?
I think you've written on the running order that it's pronounced Ken. I think it might, is it Kean?
I think
so. It's more Kean.
Apparently, according to Horncastle, it's Ken.
Yeah.
Il mio nome è Moise Kean.
Kean.
Okay. Right.
Il mio nome è Moise Kean.
He said more Kean, like.
How is he?
Il mio nome è Moise Kean.
How does he know more than Horncastle about knowing that?
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Ken. Can you can? You may be able to can. But can you can?
I think that John Shuttleworth there.
Yeah. Well, I think that clears that up.
Bringing all the jingles in the first show of the run.
What you've done there.
No, we're going to be doing any more work.
What you've done there is you've made anything I was going to say, but I was getting completely pointless. So let's just go to a break.
Can.
It's a brilliant signing for Everton.
For that reason alone.
Absolutely right. It is, though. This is an Italian international. Yes. He scores goals. He's lively. He's got magic in those boots. I think, actually,
Has he got canned heat in his heels tonight, baby?
No doubt you've got a jingle that would suggest
I've not got that, no.
But I think he suits the Prem. From the little I've seen of him, I think he is quite lively. I think he's all action. And I think Everton, they're a club who
A great history of signing strikers that do really well.
Often their strikers don't do so well, do they? They often lack a forward. And certainly last season, you know, Richarlison was scoring a few goals from coming in, sometimes from the flank, sometimes he played up there. Cenk Tosun.
Has done fuck all.
Is the undiplomatic way of putting it. So I'm really pleased for Everton. I think you do a lovely old job for them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Juventus had got a little buyback in there.
Wouldn't shock me
because
either.
He's gone for a very low fee.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm excited to see him in the league.
What, yeah, definitely. All right. Let's go for a quick break, PT.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back to Football Ramble Daily, everybody. Of course, today is the day
that the Football Ramble becomes Football Ramble Daily, a new podcast every day, Monday to Saturday, including your usual rambles and exciting new faces as well. Jules Breach, Andy Brassel, Jonathan Wilson, James Horncastle, etc. Very exciting stuff indeed. Make sure you're subscribed on the Ramble feed to ensure you never miss an episode.
If you can hear our voice right now, just click subscribe.
Yeah.
click what? Really want to see those fingers. Just click subscribe.
Is this another jingle? Is this you?
And now you'll have a nice time listening to the Ramble. Yeah.
There we are. Peter, yeah. Let's have some emails, old boy.
Oh, I've got a new email jingle.
Here we go. Email show at footballrambledaily.com. And now
Pete is reading it out. Well done. Marcus, guess how, like, notable Ramble skinflint, guess how much I paid for that jingle?
£10.
£200. I did get another version.
£200. Might as well play it again. Email show at Can I just say, you paid £200 for it, had to sing it himself.
Yeah.
No, the woman sang it. The woman sang it and then I sang over the top of it.
Oh, okay.
To give it a Ramble flavour.
Besmirching her good work.
Exactly, yeah. I do like how you've used a real contemporary sound, though.
That sounds like an unused Bon Jovi B-side.
It's very always, so, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
So it's show at footballrambledaily.com now. Yes. So it's a slightly new address people need to get in touch on.
Exactly. Sam Cooper. Hello, Sam. Hi, chaps. I don't know whether you'd still do Highlights of the Weekend, but I thought I'd share this one with you anyway. I'm a sports reporter down in Devon, and at one of the games I reported on this week, the subs warmed up in a high-vis jacket instead of a bib. What is the difference between a high-vis jacket and a bib, though,
It's bigger.
And it opens at the front,
high-vis, maybe? High-vis opens at the front. It's got a Velcro.
It's more of a tabard.
Whereas a bib, as Mario Balotelli will tell you, can be getting
over the
tricky.
Top.
Quite difficult. Yeah, maybe you should have had one, a little training bib.
So. I don't mind that. So they've essentially thought, wow, they probably get a deal on them. Probably get 10 out of them or whatever.
Maybe the French protesters have got rid of them.
Oh, maybe it's a political statement. Yeah.
Oh, the gilet bibs.
Gilets jaunes. Sean. Hello, Sean. I used to work for an MLS team and we hosted LA Galaxy a few weeks after Bruce Arena was announced as the new head coach. Before the match started, I was assigned to take a group of children down to the LA Galaxy team benches so the kids could watch the warm-ups pitch side. I was standing a bit off to the side of the benches when I realised that I really had to fart. It's this kind of show. Look, Brassel and Breach will be there tomorrow. I'll be fine. Yeah. They'll be cleaning up our sorry mess.
They almost certainly will not be talking about fart.
They don't realise what they've got themselves in for me on the Tuesday show.
Never know. Contracts have been signed.
So is their show just going to be corrections and clarifications?
They would not bring themselves to listen to this dog dirt infested nonsense.
You know, you've got loads of the football knowledge, you won't need it.
Anyway.
What you need is diplomacy.
Right. Sean really needed to do a little Tommy Squeaker. It's a loud stadium, so I decided to wait until the crowd behind me got a little bit louder before relieving myself. Finally, the crowd went crazy, so I took a few more steps away from the bench and let rip one of the largest trumps of my life. It felt pretty good about my timing, so I started laughing and turned around towards the stands to make sure nobody heard me. To my absolute horror, Bruce Arena was sitting less than 5 feet away, directly behind me, and he was staring at me.
Wow. He got
from his perspective, some arsehole working for the whole home team deliberately walked directly in front of him, farted, and then turned around and laughed. Our team beat LA Galaxy that night, and I like to think that I helped by pissing off Bruce Arena. Thanks for reading, Sean.
I love it. It's the first day of Football Ramble Daily.
What?
Peter's trawled for once.
Blowing off in Bruce Arena's face.
Yeah. I always felt they
should have... Up your game, emailers. That was one of the more interesting ones, giving Bruce Arena pink eyes so you can see the team.
I always felt that Galaxy or somebody should have named their stadium after Bruce.
Yeah, the Bruce Arena. It'd be fantastic. Works. No-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
What's that?
It's Bruce no-brainer arena. It's a no-brainer.
All right. You email show
at footballrambledaily.com. And that's the email address.
Yeah.
Did you... Both for £200, was it? Or did you have
you
to
get both for that?
I got double bubble for £200.
That's probably because you did the first one and she was like, we're chucking something else. I can't. That's daylight.
All right. Yeah. All right, Marcus. Yeah. Your little project for next week.
Yeah.
You make a jingle.
I love that.
All right, I'll have a go.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, have you got a guitar at home?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Right, well, let's hear it.
Can you come around and play it for me?
The gauntlet is thrown down onto the floor.
All right, then.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, why not, eh? Yeah. You've put the gauntlet down and I'm going to have to pick it up. Let's go. Are we ready to go to the championship?
I think so.
Because my goodness.
I feel like we've been ready for some time.
What a start to the championship.
It was
eh?
Incredible.
Luton 3, Borough 3. Woodgate got his first point. Luton are off the mark as well.
Yeah.
Spoil shed. Some great goals. Some lovely goals.
It was you'd hope so for a 6-6 goaler.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd
yeah.
be like, oh, they were all sucky.
Yeah. Middlesbrough felt after the penalty was given that they probably should have gone on to win the game. The yeah. penalty was missed, of course. Mm. But Woodgate, it was nice to see after the game, he was just loving it. He said, oh, some good goals. Oh, I just love it. You know,
there was three goals very early as well. I think yes. it was 2-1 after 25 minutes.
That's right. That's what you want, isn't it? You absolutely. Wait a long time.
Well, there's this big, obviously, the Ashes cricket's on at the moment. Right. There's a big thing, or not a big thing, but people sometimes say the first ball of the Ashes can be quite indicative of how the whole series goes.
Ah.
And if you extrapolate that across the Football League, the first game, it's Luton 3, Middlesbrough 3. You think, wow, I'm loving a bit of that. But Jonathan Woodgate looks amazing now.
He does.
He looks really, really well. Mm. He looks much better now than he did as a player.
I think when you start, you're quite a gaunt-looking chap, when you start to fill out,
He's filled out a bit, he's kept his hair, he looks fantastic.
Not hanging around with Lee Bowyer, yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, maybe. Well, he's obviously doing his thing over at Charlton.
He is doing his thing.
What did you make of the Luton Town goalkeeper's performance?
Yeah,
it wasn't a day for goalkeepers, was it?
No, not in that league.
It wasn't a weekend, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a shame that the second goal you were referencing, really, aren't you, the Britta Sombalonga's goal. I mean, so we said that, of course, Man City playing the ball out the back, but that's obvious. I mean, people have been playing the ball from out the back for years in other countries and all. And in this country, it's just suddenly people are like, hang on. But by the time we catch up, everyone will be playing like long ball.
Yeah.
We'll be absolutely hammering us or something. But it was interesting, Luton trying to play the ball out the back and they get caught and you think, well, it's okay. It wasn't a very strong shot and the ball goes in. The keeper punching the post after he showed his frustration.
I looked like he was going to break his arm.
Yeah, I thought to myself, don't do that.
I'll tell you what was the absolute boss move flex of the weekend was Mick Harford sat in the stand with his sunglasses on and a suit.
Nice.
He's essentially guided Luton in the hour of need to win the league.
Yeah.
Said, right, there you go. Done that for you. I'm going to go sit back in the stands. That's right. Enjoy it. Just enjoy watching the game. Brilliant. So, it was Sluger, the goalkeeper. You have to say, I mean, on the Discord, people were saying the same thing, and I kind of agree, which is that he played well apart from that.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But at a level like the Championship, you're not going to be remembered for making 15 saves. You're going to remember for that kind of error. Mm. And that's the difference between them winning the game and not winning the game. So, a bit of a baptism of fire for him, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of games, of course.
Of course.
In the Championship, they come thick and fast. I mean, we'll move on to the other goalkeeping errors then straight away, with Forest against West Brom. I mean, I suppose you could say a couple of errors from Juric in goal.
I thought all three goals were keeper errors, to be honest.
Yeah.
Two on one side and one on the other, Marcus.
Indeed, yes.
So I'll give you a little two sign with your little fingers.
I was actually giving you a V.
Actually two.
It was a V sign, actually.
Okay, all right.
Inverted V sign. It was an unlucky one with Phillips when he smashes that ball way over his head, but he kind of sort of pulled away.
I think the second wasn't as bad as the first.
Yeah, but I think they weren't as blatantly, they weren't as gilt-edged as the one in the Luton Town game, you know.
Mm. No.
But Slaven Bilic in charge of West Brom gets off to a winning start. And he's talking pretty big, is Bilic, as he tends to do. It will be very interesting if he can kind of keep his cool a bit, because he's obviously a very emotionally led man.
They need to sign a striker. They haven't got much up top.
No.
I think, to be honest, I know Newcastle's the centre of my world, but they are missing Dwight Gayle. They could definitely do with a striker.
Well, Jay Rodriguez is one as well, for what he's worth there. But with Bilic, the one thing that you need in the Championship is you need energy, because it's such a long slog that season. Obviously, West Brom, they got in the playoffs last time and fell short there. But with Bilic, if he can keep it going, if he can keep everybody on side, the energy that he could bring, I think it's quite interesting at West Brom, because the game is played at high tempo, and certainly in the second half, they ran out pretty comfortable winners, even though it's just by the old goal. Forest ran out of steam a little bit. But I'm really interested to see what Bilic will do there.
Well, they brought in Kenneth Zahore, of course, from Cardiff, who
he looked a little lost there, though.
Yeah, he didn't have a brilliant season last season, but obviously the season before that he was great. And it's a difficult game to assess, because on one hand you think, well, West Brom looked quite good under a new coach.
Yeah.
But it was a fairly even game, and on the other hand, going to Nottingham Forest and winning is a good thing. Because
game played out? It was West Brom's game, though.
It was, but they only scored because of two errors.
early on in the game, so I suppose the way it pans out, you know, they just kind of
maybe they adjusted. It was a real, again, to use the phrase again, but it was again a real baptism of fire for Muric on loan from Man City, because those games, as you've already alluded to, Marcus, those games come thick and fast. They can be very muck and bullets. They can be a lot of balls into the area. And I feel like in the Championship, if you're a goalkeeper, you have to deal with a lot of different kind of challenges.
Yeah.
Because you get a team like Leeds who knock it about really fast.
Yep.
You'll get teams undoubtedly will bang balls into the box. There'll be times when you've got to dig out on a Tuesday when you've already played a game at the weekend. So it's going to be a lot of getting used to for someone like Muric, who really is only used to playing, not really used to playing that kind of football.
Yeah, and that's a bad start to the season for him, which is a great shame. I feel so sorry for him. I mean, the City ground was pumping as well before the...
It was.
You know, and it's the start of the season, and a club like Forest are thinking, you know, could this be our year getting back into the Premier? You know, could we do something? Great start as well. They go 1-0 up and then those errors and you think, oh dear. So hopefully for their sake, next game, they can turn it around pretty quickly and get going again.
There's been a huge amount of managerial changes. I mean, talking about Luton, and that the guy who's managing Luton, I don't think he's managed as a number one.
No, that's right. Graham Jones, is it? We spoke about him last time, I think.
Graham Jones. That's right. Nathan Jones went to Stoke. That's the other guy, right? And then you've got...
too many Joneses.
Sabri Lamucci's coming at Forest.
Keep up with them.
Forest changed their manager when they changed their pants.
Cardiff haven't changed their manager.
Nah, why would you?
They lost 3-2 at Wigan. Warnock said, Wigan, well, they scored some cracking goals. Cracking goals. I love seeing...
You can't defend against cracking goals.
I'd rather lose 3-2 in the Championship than lose 5-0
in 18-0 in League One. Losing start for Warnock, but don't you worry. They'll be a force this season, you would imagine, in the Championship. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go down to League One after this.
Welcome back to Football Ramble Daily, guys. And Football Ramble Daily is here, very much here. If you can hear my voice right now, the voice that has been described by many as being excruciating, you can listen to our raft of shows. You are here. You have access. It's not gated. It's fine, all right? But if you'd like to get that a little bit closer to Football Ramble Daily, and us four specifically, get on the Ramble Discord. Leave us WhatsApp messages for us to play out on the show. Shock your friends and introduce Ramble Daily yourself. Just head on over to patreon.com/footballrambledaily. That's patreon.com/footballrambledaily. Get involved.
Don't forget my vlogs, mate.
Don't forget your vlog, and you can watch your vlogs as well. Sorry, Marcus.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good day first as well. Today,
yeah. Most of them, I keep my kit on. Okay, let's go to League One. Pompey lost to the Shrews.
Yeah.
You can't defend against a great goal like that.
If you want a,
it's a great goal.
But if you want in microcosm what it's like to be a football fan, I do this every season. 2 or 3 days before the start of the season, I'm not bothered. It's going to come soon. I'll get used to it at some point.
You are bothered.
And then about an hour before the kickoff of the first Portsmouth game, when they published the team, you think, oh, brilliant, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Shrewsbury weren't that good last season, blah, blah, blah. And then you, from all accounts, dominate the game and lose 1-0. And you think, oh, great.
Was it a red? For anyone listening, it definitely was.
I was trying to think of a diplomatic way to say it.
I thought it was nice for friend of the show, Murray James, for his Shrews to
the only Shrewsbury fan we know.
Yeah, every time we mention Shrewsbury,
possibly the only Shrewsbury fan that exists.
Would Joe Hart still be a Shrewsbury fan?
You have to ask him.
I think I will.
Is Jacket a nice bloke? He seems like a nice bloke.
Kenny Jacket.
People are getting a bit impatient with him. Even though he won a trophy last season.
What do you think of ex-Pompey man Paul Cook up in the Championship beating?
He's not very popular.
Is he not?
No, he's also just taken one of our best players as well. He's not really popular. The reason he's not very popular is he chose to go to Wigan from an amazing, illustrious team like Portsmouth.
Relegated Premier League size in the Championship.
Do you want Jacket out and should we go for Darren Moore in?
I don't want Jacket out because it's going to start getting colder soon.
It was nice for Ipswich to win though.
Yeah, I think
they didn't do that many times last season.
No, I think people think that they're going to do okay this season with that new striker they've got. And the Portsmouth issue is just that we got rid of our best defender. We've now arguably sold our best attacking player. We've brought some players in, and a couple of them are quite highly rated. One of them got sent off in the first game, so you can't really do much when you're on the pitch.
It's not what you want,
but not on the pitch.
But Portsmouth, they can get back to winning ways in the Carabao Cup this week.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I can't muster an opinion on that.
No, not at all.
And you're talking about someone who actively celebrated the Checker Trade Trophy win, so that tells you what I think about that.
I was going to say, won trophies at Wembley.
You say actively, one eye on the people around you. The island race people.
Yeah, we are an island race. And you will never understand.
No. What do you think in League Two? Salford City won their first ever Football League match. They're going to be unpopular, aren't they?
I watched the game. I very much enjoyed... I'll tell you who's loving it. I'll tell you who's absolutely loving it.
Leighton Orient.
Whoever's directing the game.
Right, okay.
From the studio. Because every time they get a bit bored, they can just cut to a picture of Paul Scholes.
Yeah. Very easy.
Scholesy was there.
Yeah, he was.
Somebody described it was Michael Calvin who may well be appearing on a Ramble Meet sometime soon. Very exciting stuff. He described it as a vanity project, Salford City.
It sort of is.
Yeah.
I mean, they all own 10%, and then Peter Lim, the billionaire, owns 40%.
Every football team is a vanity project for people. Like I've said before.
Not necessarily the way they started the clubs, not necessarily. I think it's talking about that history.
If you put money into football, it is 9 times out of 10 a vanity project. Okay. Few people make any money.
Well, how come you haven't put any money in?
Yeah.
Why will you not put money into Hartlepool United?
I did. I put £250 in last season when
and
I was
drunk.
And
you didn't even get a jingle out of it, did you?
Did you? You did, did you?
What?
You got one?
No, I didn't give a jingle, no.
Okay, right.
Oh, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen.
But anyway, they're definitely one to watch. By the way, Salford are second favourites to win League Two this season.
Yeah, it's big talk.
Yeah.
Big talk indeed.
They got the money.
Tonight we've got Huddersfield versus Derby.
Yes, we have. Don't forget that one.
I'm looking like that. Like the looks of that. Philip Cocu, of course. I know we've talked about the championship, but I did enjoy the fact that he called himself a winner. And I thought, well, let's
see how that one goes.
Let's see what the results start calling you, mate. Hey, they're the ones with the real voice in that chat.
The list of managers that have been quite punchy going into the first game of the season is quite large. I mean, Woodgate was the same, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he piped up.
He was. He said it's an exciting time to be a Middlesbrough fan.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be a Football Ramble Daily fan.
I would say so.
Yeah.
It is the exciting time. It's the first day, of course. Is it an exciting time to be a Newcastle United fan, Peter?
Sort of. Did you see the new signing, Alain Saint-Maximin?
Yes. It's a really French name.
Alain Saint-Maximin.
Alain Saint-Maximin. You almost have to. It's almost like no consonants in it when you pronounce it.
Yeah, well, they've signed him. They've also signed Jethro Willems from on loan from Frankfurt. Jethro Willems has got a wonderful head to neck ratio. I'm enjoying very immensely.
What is it? So what is one
exactly the same? Like thumb, proper thumb.
Like you mostly see that in rugby players.
Yeah, foot long thumb head.
A bit of American GI. Yeah, kind of vibe.
Foot long thumb head.
He is never going to damage his neck in any way.
I can't picture him. Has he got a military haircut?
He's
got a skinhead, I think.
Well, that's a military haircut. Yeah.
He's got a bonehead.
Yeah. Alain Saint-Maximin, though,
talk us through his bonds.
Somebody pointed out he's got dreads, but he quite famously wears a headband, sweatband. Mm-hmm. And he went from playing in the French leagues with a Gucci sweatband to a slash and dress sweatband.
Are you joking?
Wonderful.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
He's gone and signed for a Mike Ashley club, and now he's wearing a Slazenger headband.
Oh yeah. I mean, to be fair, Slazenger, if you were going to choose if I was going to say who makes sweatbands, it probably would be a tennis brand. But spectacular.
Why can't he just wear the one he's already got?
Well, because clearly
it's not on brand.
It's not on brand, mate.
Because you can't get them at Sports Direct, which presumably where he has to do all of his shopping.
As I said before,
including food shopping, you just got to sit on the protein bars,
just eating tennis balls.
Oh dearie me! Yeah. Well, you know, he's assimilated into life.
That's a great way to end the show. Listen, Alan, if you're listening, that is a sign of things to come. But you think at the very least he could get a Puma one.
Get yourself some Lonsdale tracksuit bottoms, Alan, as well.
And you can never say this enough.
Perhaps an Everlast T-shirt.
I don't know. Has Pete ever told you about the situation re Puma's logo?
No, go on.
So apparently they have to have a white Puma on the black stripe of the Newcastle black and white stripes.
Why is that?
Because if they have a black Puma,
you won't be able to see it.
No, because they have a black cat. Because it could be on the side, on the white stripe.
In every.
But it's a black cat, and that's Sunderland's nickname.
Sunderland's nickname.
So it's only ever been like a gold or a dark blue. So there you go.
Get a load of that.
There you go.
What a fact really to finish the show on.
End on a bit of Triv.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll talk.
See you tonight, Trev.
We will talk Premier League, of course, at the end of the week in the Football Ramble Daily preview show, which Premier League's nearly upon us.
Coming up tomorrow, we've got Jules and Andy. So check out that. Give them some...
Let's have a rewind.
Give them some support on their first show. Wednesday's Ramble Meets.
They're literal professionals. They don't need any support. We need the support.
I need support from you.
I came with Dogdale on my show. shoes.
Thursday is on the continent, of course. Friday is the preview show, as Marcus has already said. And Saturday is a lovely little vehicle with Marcus Speller and Jonathan Wilson.
No.
The Blizzard Greatest Games. Exciting!
Come on.
We don't need to go anywhere else.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Luke Moore.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Football Ramble Daily.
Yay!
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.